This call is being recorded.
Hi, Tracy. It's Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Carrie. How's it going?
Good. Excited to be on this call with you today. What's on your mind? What's going on?
I have a 501c3 nonprofit, and I also sell real estate at the same time. And my real estate career has been ongoing for 18 years, and the nonprofit I've been doing for 10 years. I don't get paid in the nonprofit, and so my real estate career is really what supports my family and also fuels extra needs for the ranch. And I'm trying to figure out how to do both at the same time and excel at it and also improve my real estate business. So I'm feeling a little scattered as far as my focus.
Okay. So how to do both at the same time and excel at it, and then how to improve your real estate business. Along those lines, what would you like to take away specifically from today's session?
I think I'd like to figure out how to implement some sort of a schedule that's going to move me forward, because I think I end up getting a little paralyzed at times because I don't know where to put my focus. So I'm constantly hopping back and forth, trying to do both.
Okay. And I heard you say that you wanted to excel at both.
So yeah, I need to make more money, basically. So I need to figure out how to get that rolling along more fluidly.
So if you implemented a schedule that helped you to stay focused and excel at both your nonprofit and your real estate work, how will you know when you've implemented the right schedule?
How will I know? I think I just need to feel more peaceful about knowing that I guess the answer to that question is when I get thrown a lot of questions at me by my volunteers in the nonprofit. Like, everybody needs something from me all the time, and it could easily be a full-time job. But at the same time, I've got to focus on real estate because that's where my income comes from. So I think what would make me feel like I was accomplishing both is if I feel like I need to accomplish something on a daily basis towards real estate, but also not leave people hanging on the nonprofit side of things, because it's hard for me to get back to everybody and do everything they're asking me to do. Because with the nonprofit, there's a lot required because we can't pay people to do things. Like, we're doing everything from a grassroots foundation, and so I have to do a lot. And so I guess I feel like if I was answering people's questions, if I was, you know, I need to be able to check some stuff off my list on the daily.
Check some stuff off your list for the nonprofit or the real estate?
Yeah, well, both.
Both. Okay. So what does check some stuff off your list look like?
I'm pretty good at, I think I need to block out some time to tackle one thing at a time, because my focus is pulled in several different directions. I tend to hop back and forth instead of I'm not very organized with it. So I just kind of take it as it comes. Mm-hmm. And I think I tend to miss things sometimes because I'm trying to jump on everything at the same time instead of being more methodical.
Okay. That's awesome that you know that that's what you need, the blocking out the time, more organized, more methodical. So what in regard, I mean, you do, there are things that you do know for sure. What Yes. would be the obvious next step for you in creating this schedule?
Well,
what feels like the most obvious next step?
The most obvious next step for me is to actually create the schedule and then stick to it. And the sticking to it part is what's hard for me because I've run my own business for so long that I do what I want when I want.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to be better about sticking, being more disciplined.
Okay. What or who can help you to be more disciplined in sticking to that schedule?
Well, it starts with me. I just need to do it. I don't know if I should schedule out a day, like today's real estate, tomorrow is the ranch, or this morning is real estate and this afternoon is the ranch, like, you know, and then I have the curveballs that get thrown at me that aren't on schedule. And so it throws me off a little bit because there are certain things that I just have to take care of when you're running a ranch with horses and live animals. Mm-hmm. Like it's not always, you don't just stay on task all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it. I totally understand. I have similar issues, so to speak. And you kind of feel like a ping pong ball, right?
Yes, totally. Yes.
So going back to what you mentioned, you do know you want focus, you want a schedule, you want blocks of time, you want organization, and letting go of what you don't have control over. And if you could kind of wave a magic wand over your schedule and your 501c3 and your real estate schedule, what would the ideal schedule look like?
I think if I had enough energy to make it through the day, I would probably split my days. And I think I would just time block. I think I would block out, you know, this in the morning, I'm going to go into the office and I'm going to do real estate. And then the afternoon, I'm going to be free to focus on ranch stuff. And then I wouldn't feel guilty because sometimes I have a tendency to be like, oh, you probably shouldn't be focusing on this right now because you really need to do that. But it's like when you're in a commission-based income, it never ends. Like you're always feeling like you have to generate. You're always feeling like you have to be on point.
Yep.
And available, and what's the next, you know, lead generating thing I should be doing, and I probably should be better at social media, and I probably should be better at, you know, drip campaigns and blah blah blah, and I feel a little out of the loop on all of that because I have been focused on my nonprofit for the last 10 years. So I'm also dealing with, okay, am I even in stride with what I should be doing I'm time blocking?
okay. These are all good things to know and to be aware of. What has to be different or what has to happen or change to make this work for you?
I just have to do it. Just have to get up and do it. And it's in my head. So it's something I have to break through in my mind. Like you just have to get up and go do these things. You just have to make yourself go into the office and sit down and focus. And I function a lot better in my office than working from home. So I need to just get myself there. And what ends up happening is the emails start coming in, the texts start coming in, the questions, the needs. And so before you know it, I'm still in my pajamas at like 10:30 in the morning because I started putting out fires at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't like propelled myself into my day yet, even. I feel, well, I guess I kind of am, but I feel like I'm stuck because I didn't leave my house.
So that's been your pattern. That's how you've been working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not so important, 10 being this has to happen and this is so important to me, where are you now with making that commitment to change that pattern?
I would say I'm probably in the 7 range. Like I'm very aware of it, but it's picking up and getting the motivation to implement it.
What can get you that motivation? How can you get that motivation to propel you forward?
I it would be great to have see some results that make it worth it.
Totally.
But that's catch 22, because you don't get the results unless you do it.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that can be your motivation, right? The only way from point A to point B, you are the only person that can get yourself from point A to point B, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So knowing that you can create your own motivation, your own momentum by just kind of doing it, and the repetition piece, the pattern piece, what's next? What's your next step? What do you need to do?
I just need to do it. And I need to commit to it and make it happen.
What's the it?
Oh,
I'm gonna get specific.
I need to change my schedule, I think is what I need to do. I need to break out of the rut and change the schedule and just say, okay, I'm getting up. I'm not going to answer emails or text messages or anything until I've taken care of my morning routine and I'm out the door. I think that will build momentum more than trying to just right off the bat answer everybody's questions.
So when are you going to change your schedule? How are you going to change your schedule?
I think historically, as far as my real estate career goes, I didn't really work on Mondays. That was sort of a down day just to catch up if I had worked on the weekend or things like that. So I think what would be best for me is to start Tuesday morning and just get up and go. And then I think if I write it down, I'm a journaler, so I think I need to write it down and I need to make a plan in writing.
And it sounds like you know what times of day work best for you for what.
Yeah.
Because I heard you say that, you know, the morning, if I dedicate the morning to real estate, then I don't get caught up in all of the ongoing messages and texts and communication from the 501c3.
Yeah, my mind is sharper in the morning, and so I think that lends itself more to the focus on the real estate, because there's more moving pieces that I have to, like, there's more details to that, whereas with the ranch, I mean, the only thing is I get barraged with ranch stuff first thing in the morning, and it goes all day, because I've got 64 volunteers, and so this person needs this and wants to know that, so they're all at, they're all thinking about things and they want my attention first thing in the morning. And so that's going to be the challenge, is saying, hey, I'll get back to you at 1 or something like that.
Okay. It sounds like you have, so that would be your strategy then?
Yeah. Just put them off. I think so.
I'm wondering what you could do to set maybe that expectation for yourself and for your volunteers.
I could probably, that thought just came to mind. I could probably just let them know that, hey, in the mornings I'm focusing on real estate. And so unless it's urgent, like, shoot me all your needs in the afternoon.
There you go. That's awesome.
Then maybe I can get a little peace.
Yeah. It sounds like that would take the pressure off.
Yeah, it would.
And it's cool because yeah, right. But what's cool about that is you're saying that out loud to yourself, and you're setting that boundary for yourself and those parameters for yourself. And you're saying it to them too. So you're creating space in your day that way.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, that's really good boundary building. Healthy boundary building is very good for me.
Ah.
And you know, you teach people how to treat you, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I've basically let the volunteers do that to me. Not that they're intentionally doing it, but, like, they just think whenever, just like I'm available all the time, and they don't have this. They don't understand. They don't have a concept of Stacy does other things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just do it for fun, right? Just
yeah.
Yeah. You just play all day.
Yeah. Tracy has children. Tracy has a whole another career.
Uh-huh. Well, and what's awesome about this, Tracy, is that I've heard you express your need for focus, your need for structure, and your need for that space and that peace, that first part of your day to use your mind when it's at its best to focus on the real estate. And it sounds like you're ready to ask for what you need from the people around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I don't think that's really a big deal. It's just a matter of letting them know. I've never established any kind of a boundary like that. So it would just be a matter of telling them, I think it would be fine.
So how are you going to tell them?
I'll probably either we need to have a meeting here coming up pretty soon. I'll either tell them in a meeting, or I'll probably send them an email or a text and just say, hey, heads up, this is going to be my schedule. And just explain to them that it's going to improve. It's mm-hmm. going to improve things for them too, because I'll be more focused and be able to really stay on task with the things that they need to.
That's such a good point. Yeah. Sounds like you think it'll benefit everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
In the long run.
And I think it'll probably create some awareness that, you know, I do have other things that I'm doing also. Like I can't just drop everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So checking in, are we moving in the right direction? Is this helpful for you so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's helpful. It's like verbal processing for me. And yeah, it's helping.
Good. So what I'm hearing is that you are going to, in order to create that schedule so that you can excel at both your nonprofit work and your real estate, you're going to sit down and journal, put on paper a schedule that works for you. And then you're going to implement that change, and you're going to set the boundary with your volunteers and communicate that that is going to be your schedule moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are the things that you're committing to, basically three things: journaling about the schedule, creating a schedule on paper, and then actually making the change and then communicating that boundary, that change to your employees.
Yep.
How would you like to be held accountable for these three tasks? What sort of accountability system works best for you?
None.
Okay. So
I'm kidding.
You do it. You're a doer. Say it and you do it.
I say it and I do it. No, it's accountability is if you don't want accountability, that's not a good sign, right? So I don't know. I mean, I guess just like a check-in and just be like, hey, how you doing? How you doing on this? Did you set everything up? Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
So what does this look like over the next week? What
from you?
Nope, from you. So these three tasks over the next week.
I think that I could accomplish all of this and be ready to implement it by Tuesday morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And I can definitely do a check-in on Tuesday with you and shoot you a text and see where you're at, if that's helpful.
Yeah, text me at 9:30 a.m. and say, are you at your office?
Are you at your office? So you're saying you'll implement the schedule on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So the journaling, the journaling will happen over these by Monday.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
Okay. And the communication with the volunteers and then your input. That's awesome. Those are great steps. Yeah. How do you feel about those steps?
I feel good about it. It's movement, which, you know, any movement right now is helpful. So that's good.
Good. Awesome. Well, what was your greatest takeaway from our time together today?
I appreciated that you kept me on task and redirected me back to the point. And I think it was helpful just to talk through it with somebody.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see where this momentum takes you, Tracy. And like I said, I will be sure to check in with you on Tuesday and see where you're at. I'm excited for you.
Okay. Thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye.